This is Libertarians Working for You. If you wish to connect with our show, please call 1-866-472-5788. That number again is 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to comments@lp.org. Here again is Carla Howell.
Welcome back to Libertarians Working for You. I'm Arvin Vora, guest hosting for Carla Howell on today's show on education. Today, my next guest today is Sharon Hansen, the Libertarian Party candidate for U.S. Senator in Illinois. She has a bachelor's degree in nursing science and has worked in nursing. She currently runs her own business, the Three Roses Bed and Breakfast in Pontiac. She and her husband Dwight have three daughters and one grandchild, and she's looking to cut government and improve education. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's jump right into the topics. First question, most important question. Are there ways that we can cut government and simultaneously improve education?
Absolutely. I think everything that the federal government tries to do to improve things ends up costing us more, and it's less effective than what it was before.
Yeah, there's absolutely a lot of truth to that. Working in education myself, what I see is regulations, waste, and things that just impede innovation and quality. Are there proposals that you would sponsor or support that would actually be able to do that, cut government in order to improve education?
Well, I don't know how successful I could be if I'm the only one that feels this way, but hopefully if we get enough libertarians and enough liberty-leaning Republicans, we could. I would like to see us do away with the Department of Education entirely. I looked up on the Internet what they spend, what the Department of Education spends every year, and in 2013, as far as I could tell, the page is very, very confusing to see exactly what the total is, but I believe that they're spending $35 billion a year on education.
What's interesting is that, as we mentioned in the first half of the show, although the federal government sponsors about 7 or 8% of spending in education, they're actually responsible for about 85% of the regulations. So the amount of money that they're spending is not just waste. It's actually actively harmful because it comes with all these strings that get in the way of education. Let's talk about eliminating the Department of Education. I mean, is that something where you would be willing to sponsor or co-sponsor legislation to that effect?
Oh, you bet I would. I just don't know how much support, we can get. But, if you look at the numbers and look at the kids' testing scores, they're not doing better. They're doing worse. And this Common Core thing is even worse than anything they've done in the past, in that even the bright students are extremely frustrated because they're making everything way more difficult than it needs to be.
Absolutely. They're sort of requiring everybody to do the exact same thing at the same time, regardless of whether it's the right time or the appropriate time or whether it makes sense. If Common Core was tried by a private school, and it turned out that people were unhappy with it, people would just probably leave that private school and go to a different private school. What ends up happening in the public schools is that we don't have that type of competition. Do you think that that by having less government involvement in education, we'll be able to actually increase that kind of competition, that kind of free market competition that really has done so much good in other sectors?
Oh, absolutely. That's what the Libertarian Party stands for, as you know. The less government interference in every part of our lives gives us more freedom, has less cost, and we benefit immensely from that. So, I'm all for getting government out of everything that they're in that isn't a job of theirs according to the Constitution, and I believe that the states and local governments can do a much better job. And let the teachers teach. Not every student learns the same way. I just recently, in the last couple of years, figured out how I learned best. And I learned best from someone telling me something I mean, the teacher could read to me from the book, and I would totally understand everything he was saying. But I was ill one time. I got the mumps and was out for 2 weeks. And I tried to read that geometry book. And I tried to teach myself from reading, and I couldn't understand it. I never did catch up after that. But of course, you know, we didn't have tutoring in those days. So, you know, a teacher needs to be able to adapt their teaching methods depending on how the kids learn the best. And a teacher, you know, with a relationship with each of her students is going to figure out what works for, you know, different students and doesn't work for others.
You know, that there's actually a huge amount of truth to that. I mean, working in education, that to me is not just a necessity, sort of an ethical necessity or even a teaching necessity. For me, it's also a business necessity, because suppose I didn't do that, suppose, you know, I didn't recognize that some people like you, and actually for that matter like me, are auditory learners and just, you know, refuse to accept that fact, all the auditory learners that might have come to my program just would leave. And so there's that huge incentive in the private sector to actually really cater to each specific client as much as you possibly can. You know, one of the things that we saw in the last election is we saw a lot of people saying that they, you know, wanted to end the Department of Education. And then what we actually saw in this congressional cycle and the last couple of years is that there wasn't really any legislation being sponsored to that effect. You, on the other hand, at least in this radio program, have really differentiated yourself, I would say, from a lot of the people who want to talk about cutting government, and you've actually said that you would even be willing to sponsor legislation to that effect, that you would actually sponsor legislation to end the Department of Education. Just to make it clear to the viewers, am I correct about that?
You are correct about that. I would be thrilled to be able to do that. I don't think that the people we have there are going to do that. So we need to get somebody in there that isn't afraid to try to do that. And
to really set a higher standard. I mean, if we don't have people like you who will say, like, yes, I will sponsor legislation, then all, you know, somebody has to do to get the support of those who want to end the Department of Education, all that they would have to do is really just, you know, say that they want to end it. But with people like you who are running for Senate, that are, you know, running from a fairly large state for Senate, are actually going to say, listen, I'm going to sponsor this legislation. That means that it sort of makes everybody put their money where their mouth is. It makes everybody actually have to take action or, you know, get off the stage.
Exactly. I want to represent the people. I'm not doing this. This isn't something I'm doing for myself. It's something that I'm doing for my state and my country. I'm a new grandma, and I want my grandson to have every opportunity to have a good life. And I'm the programs that they have now, I'm concerned for his future and everyone else's children and grandchildren as well. So, you know, this is just something that I feel compelled to do, and the people have been saying they want, you know, to get rid of career politicians and get just regular folks in working. And that was what our founding fathers intended, was for just regular folks to go to Washington for do a term and, you know, represent the people. And that's exactly what I want to do.
Let me ask briefly about, you know, before the break, let me ask briefly about your opponents. I assume you have both a Democratic and Republican opponent. Have either of them indicated any intention or any clear intention to actually sponsor legislation to end the Department of Education?
Not that I'm aware of. I'm inclined to think Mr. Durbin is probably a big government guy since he's been there so long. And the gentleman that was elected yesterday for our Republican candidate, he has been working in the state as a state senator and now is running for U.S. Senate. I actually couldn't find anything about him, really. I looked and looked. I spent the morning looking for information about his stance on things, and I couldn't find anything.
Yeah,
so I don't know if I was putting in the wrong search words or what, but I didn't come up with a thing.
You know, I would expect that you're not putting in the wrong search words. What I would expect is that, you know, he's hoping that people are going to fall for that classic thing that says, you know, where somebody says, like, you know, I'm not really crazy about the Department of Education, and then voters misinterpret that to be that he's actually going to sponsor legislation in the Department of Education. Whereas the absolute reality is that unless there are people who are really going to actually say it, Libertarian Party candidates like yourself, that are actually going to sponsor legislation to end the Department of Education, it's not only is it not going to go anywhere, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
And drive our taxes up and up and up.
And drive our taxes up and up and up. Briefly, really quick before the break, what kind of economic benefits do you possibly see? Just introduce them. We'll talk about them after the break. In terms of ending the Department of Education, what kind of economic benefits can we expect?
Well, our federal taxes should decrease as well as our state taxes, because the cost of education is going to go down, and there's going to be much more money available for the states than there is now. Because, you know, every time you add another layer of bureaucracy, you add more to the cost.
Absolutely.
And if you can take away some of that, the cost is going to go down. I mean, there's just no other way of saying that. It's, you know,
absolutely,
the cost will go down, and we can pass those on to taxpayers.
Absolutely. Okay, we're talking with Sharon Hansen, the Libertarian candidate for Senate, for U.S. Senate, running in Illinois. She's looking to actually sponsor legislation to end the Department of Education, to improve educational quality while lowering the cost of education. Her website is Sharon Hansen, that's Hansen, for USSenate.org. Be sure to visit www.lp.org to learn more about the Libertarian Party. Please join the Libertarian Party and help us work for you. You can choose to get active, meet great libertarians in your area, and learn ways to get involved. Help us and Sharon Hansen downsize big government. You're listening to Libertarians Working for You. I'm Arvin Bora, guest hosting for Carla Howell. We'll be right back.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
It's time to take a new look at some of life's changing moments. It's time to listen to an expert who has been there and can provide insight through experience, studies, and enlightening guests. Tune in to Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets. Host Lindsay Levinson takes a look at relationships, parenting, health and wellness, divorce, depression, sexuality, philanthropy, and mental health. You'll look at everything you know in a different way. Illuminating Now, Lindsay's Life Secrets, airs Wednesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Living your best life isn't just about fitness and health. It's also about living a better life emotionally and creating balance. You know where you want to be, but what steps do you take to get there? Listen to Good Health for a Great Life with host Rick Barnabo. We'll bring you guest experts and tools to help you connect the dots from who and where you are to who and where you want to be. It's time to take responsibility for your life. Listen every Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
This
This is Libertarians Working for You. If you wish to connect with our show, please call 1-866-472-5788. That number again is 1-866-472-5788. You may also send an email to comments@lp.org. Here again is Carla Howell.
Welcome back to Libertarians Working for You. I'm Arvind Vora, guest hosting for Carla Howell on today's show, focusing on education. With me is Sharon Hansen, running for U.S. Senator in Illinois. If you weren't on for the first half of her segment, she has pledged to sponsor legislation, if elected, to end the Department of Education. And that means getting the federal government completely out of education. Her website is SharonHansenForUSSenate.org, and her last name is spelled H-A-N-S-E-N. Sharon, welcome back to the show, and I believe we also have a caller.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Okay, Dimitri, go ahead and ask your question. I think it's a great question.
Well, actually, I have two. This, the main one is this. I heard Sharon, and by the way, hi, Sharon. Thank you very much for running as a libertarian. I'm a libertarian. The more people we can get, the better. I'd kiss you if I could, but I can't. and by the way, that's to your benefit. The first question is, I was confused by what you said. You said that I understand you're running for United States Senate, and so the only thing you could do as a senator to replace Cornyn, which I hope you really do replace him, is to eliminate the Department of Education. But then you said that the states and the local governments should be educating our kids. I'm paraphrasing. So if you don't want government bureaucrats on the federal level educating our kids, why do you want government bureaucrats and on the state and local level educating our kids?
Well, ultimately, the big goal would be just parents and teachers educating our kids.
Yeah, you had said on the show that it's better for the states and local school districts. Well, isn't that still government? I don't understand why a state bureaucrat's any better than a federal bureaucrat. To me, they're bureaucrats.
Well, I agree with you. They are. But if you cut off one layer at a time, you know, you can eventually get to the end goal, which would be no government interference in education at all.
All right, so that's what you're really. This is just the first step in getting control of education back to parents.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that's a good thing then. Now we've got a bone to pick with you, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but if you're going to talk about education and how important it is that we, you know, and all are educating our kids and all that, I'm looking at your website right now. And in the first sentence, you've got a grammatical error. This isn't good. I'll read it to you. I once stumbled upon an individual online who had wrote some mean-spirited opinions. Now, if you're going to talk about education, we can't be having had wrote.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out. Nobody else did.
Sharon, you got to take care of this stuff. You got to take care of this stuff.
I will take care of that today.
You got to get rid of Cornyn because libertarians, I mean, you and another libertarian Texan, Dr. Ron Paul, this is the future, and I do wish you well, but get that grammar thing taken care of, okay?
I will do that as soon as I get off the phone.
Thanks so much. The show sounds great. I'm going to tune in again next week.
Awesome, Dimitri, thank you for both questions. And the great thing about libertarian candidates, we actually do listen, and we actually take people's advice into account. In fact, my own stance on education has changed over the years. You know, the first time I ran as a libertarian candidate was 2010, and you know, learning more about education and government, and since then, you know, I've really realized that ending the Department of Education is really an absolutely necessary step. Not reducing it, not, you know, readjusting it, but actually, you know, as we talked about in the first segment, ending the Department of Education.
Yeah, only as a first step. You got to get rid of.
But only as a first step.
The school codes, like in Pennsylvania, there's a school code that's so thick, the pages. I mean, there's so many pages. It would numb your mind looking at this stuff. We've got to get these bureaucrats, these politicians, out of our kids' education.
You're 100% correct. I totally agree with you. Now, I'm a new libertarian, so I'm still getting some of the cobwebs out. And I really appreciate other libertarians pointing out when I've made a mistake, because, you know, this is kind of new to me too, just in the last couple of years. So when other libertarians have said, hey, Sharon, you know, your view isn't quite right on that, and then give me their viewpoint, and when they're right, I admit I was wrong, you are right, and I will change my viewpoint on that.
And the other great thing, Sharon, is we actually have not just great federal candidates like you who are pledging to just get the federal government out of education. You're part of a huge team that includes state candidates that are saying we're going to get the state government out of education, and even local candidates saying we're going to get the local government out of education. That's why it's really so important that we have libertarians running at all levels so that we can lead and that we can eventually get those changes that we want, now that we can actually remove the government entirely from education. Tell me this, you know, as somebody that's gone to nursing school, somebody that has, you know, three kids, has one grandkid, Do you see merit in the very common argument that an absolutely essential part of quality education is being able to individualize that education, which requires people to be able to choose what type of education they want to do, and allow teachers to be able to design and innovate the kinds of education they feel that will actually meet those goals?
Oh, absolutely. When I was in junior high school, we were choosing our classes for high school, and I came from a family who never went to college. My parents didn't even finish grade school. So college wasn't even hardly in my vocabulary. I thought college was something that really smart, rich people went to. You know, I had no concept of or plans to go to college. It never even occurred to me. And then one of my teachers saw the classes I was choosing for high school, and he says, Sharon, he said, you're bright. He said, you should be taking college prep classes. And I said, well, what's that? And so he explained there were courses that you had to take in high school to be able to be admitted to a college. And I was just an obedient child, and I just said, oh, okay. And so he told me what classes to choose. I chose them, and because of that advice, I was able to go to college and, you know, have a career that was rewarding and something that I enjoyed. So, you know, you have to have kids that can get individual encouragement from their teachers based on the abilities that they see in those kids.
Absolutely.
With this Common Core thing, I don't know how anybody could get anything individual out of that. It just sounds like everybody would have to be robots.
I mean, there's certainly a lot of truth to that. Sharon, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I especially want to thank you for, you know, pledging to sponsor legislation to end the Department of Education. We've been talking with Sharon Hansen, libertarian running for Senate in Illinois. Sharon has pledged on this show, live before everybody who's listening, that she will sponsor legislation to end the Department of Education if elected. This will improve education and improve the economy. Her website is SharonHansenForUSSenate.org. And Hansen is spelled H-A-N-S-E-N. You can also find more about her at facebook.com/USSenate2014. On Twitter, you can find her at twitter.com/3RosesBNB. The Libertarian Party and its candidates are working to reduce the size, scope, authority, taxation, and spending of big government so that you are safer, more free, and less taxed. So the world is at peace. And so you and every American enjoys the greatest opportunity and prosperity possible. Be sure to visit www.lp.org to learn more about the Libertarian Party. Please join the Libertarian Party and help us work for you. Help us and Sharon Hansen cut your taxes and make government small. That's lp.org and facebook.com/libertarians. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Arvind Vora, guest hosting for Carla Howell, signing off. And next week, Carla Howell will be back hosting Libertarians Working for You.